The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Part 2. The ship hath been suddenly becalmed. Down dropped the breeze, the sails dropped down. 'Twas sad, as sad could be. And we did speak only to break the silence of the sea. All in a hot and copper sky, the bloody sun at noon, right up above the mast did stand, no bigger than the moon. Day after day, day after day, we stuck, nor breath, nor motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. And the albatross begins to be avenged. Water, water, everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water, water, everywhere, nor any drop to drink. The very deep did rot, O Christ, that ever this should be. Yea, slimy things did crawl with legs upon the slimy sea. About, about, in reel and rout, the death fires danced at night. The water, like a witch's oils, burnt green and blue and white. Part 4. Alone, alone, all alone. Alone on a wide, wide sea. And never a saint took pity on my soul in agony. He despiseth the creatures of the calm, the many men so beautiful, and they all dead did lie, and a thousand thousand slimy things lived on, and so did I. By the light of the moon he beholdeth God's creatures of the great calm. Beyond the shadow of the ship I watched the water snakes. They moved in tracks of shining white, and when they reared, the elfish light fell off in hoary flakes. Within the shadow of the ship, I watched their rich attire, blue, glossy green, and velvet black. They coiled and swam, and every track was a flash of golden fire. Their beauty and their happiness, he blesseth them in his heart. O happy living things, no tongue, their beauty might declare. A spring of love gushed from my heart, and I bless them unaware. Sure, my kind saint took pity on me, and I bless them unaware. The spell begins to break. The self-same moment I could pray, and from my neck so free, the albatross fell off and sank like lead into the sea. Part 7. And to teach, by his own example, love and reverence to all things that God made and loveth. Farewell, farewell, but this I tell, to thee, thou wedding guest, he prayeth well, who loveth well, both man and bird and beast. He prayeth best, who loveth best, all things both great and small. For the dear God who loveth us, he made and loveth all. The mariner, whose eye is bright, whose beard with age is hoar, is gone, and now the wedding guest turned from the bridegroom's door. He went like one that hath been stunned, and is of sense forlorn. A sadder and a wiser man, he rose the morrow morn.